On behalf of Weinberg Information Services, welcome to the taxation of the sale of call options. This is Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host. Selling a call option. Now we're going to transfer our thoughts. We have to turn everything upside down. We no longer own the option long. We are shorting the option. Now this can be done in a couple of contexts. One is I own the stock and I write a call option against the stock. That is called a covered call. People do that to generate income. Unfortunately, that income is going to be short-term capital gain. We'll talk about that. Most finance professors would tell you covered call writing, other than maybe as a strategy in an IRA, is not viable over the long run because, unless you're very, very good at it, because you're generating short-term capital gains. One thing to understand, although I'm going to come back to this, when you write an option, when you are the writer, the gain is always short-term, no matter how long that gain, how far out those options are. Now, T sells an option to a counterparty to sell a specified number of shares of stock for a stated price at any time during a stated period of time. If T does not own all the underlying stock, the option is referred to as a naked call. And when you have a naked call, you get into the certain margin requirements, which are beyond today's scope, but you want to make sure your clients understand exactly what those margin requirements look like, because if somebody gets a margin call, if the stock moves against them, they can be wiped out awfully fast. Now, stock T is currently trading at $50 a share. You sell a call option at $52 a share to buy the stock for $52. You're short that, and you receive $3. So in essence, if it's called away from you, you're going to actually get $55 a share. Now, for some of my clients with concentrated positions who have to sell some of that, trim some of that annually for living expenses, they will write call options hoping the stock goes up and it gets called away from them. And if it doesn't go up, then they've at least pulled in a little bit of cash flow. That can make some sense, but rarely does it make sense across an entire concentrated position. When you sell a call option, if you're doing that against a position you own, you have a little bit of upside. In the prior example, you have $3 of upside, but you have unlimited downside if the stock you own goes down in value. If you simply sell a call option and the stock goes down in value, then you'll be able to keep those proceeds. But if you're covered, the stock you own is going to go down and you're going to experience that loss. Now, selling a call option, what are the tax consequences? Again, I want to make sure I understand, I explain this well. You sell a call option for somebody else to buy the stock at a specified price. So you receive a call premium upon the sale. We have to identify the tax issues there. The option expires worthless without exercise. What are the options? You know, how's that taxed? The writer sells the stock pursuant to the exercise of the call. The writer enters into a closing transaction by paying the counterparty the value of the call. You buy that back. Now, if you have basically, what are the tax implications of selling a call option, the tax consequences of the premium received? When I receive that premium, there is no immediate tax consequence. That is carried in a deferred account until the option expires, the writer sells the stock pursuant to the exercise of the call, or the writer enters into a closing transaction to close out the position. The premium you receive upon expiration, I write an option against the stock I own, or I just write a naked option, that premium I receive is going to be short-term capital gain. That's going to be short-term capital gain. For example, X stock is selling at $25 a share. X writes a call option at $25 a share. Receives $4 for that option. The value of the stock drops to $15. The option expires unexercised 18 months later. No reason for the counterparty to buy the stock at $25 when he could get it in the marketplace for a lower price. T has a $4 short-term capital gain. That's going to be a $4 short-term capital gain. What about the tax consequences of actually exercising the option? Let's go through an example. The stock is trading at $25 a share. T writes a call option at $25. That would be, you'd be writing it at the money. That would be the phrase. T receives $4 for the option. The value of the stock falls to $15. The option expires unexercised 18 months later. There's no reason for the counterparty to buy the stock at $25 when he could buy it for $15. So T has a short $4 short-term capital gain. What do you receive from the option? Now, if he held the underlying stock, the stock would have gone down in value and you would have realized a gain on the call option. But if you just wrote that naked, that $4 would be complete profit. Let's talk about the tax consequences of actually someone exercising the option. So I have sold an option, and now someone exercises that. The premium I've received increases the gain on the sale. So let's say I hold the underlying stock, I write an option against it, and I get $5 for that option. And later somebody buys the stock from me at $35 a share, I'm going to be treated as if I really receive $40 a share for that, and that option will become part of my long-term capital gain when that's exercised away from me. The gain or loss is short or long-term depending upon the holding period of the stock. Let's talk about the tax consequences, though, of the sale of the underlying stock. T owns stock with a basis of $30 a share. T's held the stock for more than 2 years. Stock is currently trading at $35 a share. T writes a call at $37 and receives $4. So he's really going to receive $41 a share. The stock moves up to $40 a share. The counterparty exercises the call option and buys the stock for $37 a share. In this case, T is treated as selling the stock for $41 a share, 37 plus 4, and he will have a long-term capital gain of $41 of proceeds minus the $30 of basis, or $11 a share. You've sold an option, and now you want to look at closing out that position. It's called a cash settlement. The difference between the amount paid to settle the option and the amount received for selling the option is short-term capital gain or loss, and that's Revenue Ruling 78-182 and IRC Section 1234B1. But basically, you're going to have a short-term gain or loss when you close out that position. Finally, let's go through an example. T owns X stock with a basis of $30 a share. T has held the stock for a period of 2 years. The stock is currently trading at $35 a share. T writes a call option at $37 a share, receives $4 for writing the call option. The stock increases to $40 a share. The value of the call, $40, minus the $37 call premium price, is $3. T now pays the counterparty $3, and T has a short-term capital gain of $1. The $4 he received minus the $3 to close out that position. No tax consequences for T's stock. He still owns the underlying stock. Let's go through another example. Example 2. T owns stock with a basis of $30 a share. T's held the stock for 2 years. The stock is currently trading at $35 a share, and T writes a call at $37 a share. T receives $4 for writing the call. The stock increases in value to $43 a share. There is a $6 intrinsic value at that point in time of the option, 43 minus 37. T would have a short-term capital loss of $2 a share, the $6 payment to buy it back minus the $4 premium received if you closed out that transaction. However, there's a special conversion rule if the call was at the money at the time it was written where that would become a long-term capital loss. And there are no tax consequences for T's underlying stock. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us for the taxation of selling a call option.